couple more from here and then a couple newer poems, and then I'm going to read some fiction. This is called Poised, and I think it's kind of, it's between the prose poems and the If Your Name Began With X poem. I think it's a little clearer in terms of narrative intent, but it's also more abstract in a certain way. I also noticed, I guess because he recently died, that I have some kind of Raymond Burr fixation. He's in this poem, he's in another poem, and he's in one of my stories. I don't know why, I never even really watched him much, but he's in here. I don't know why. So he comes up in this poem, and the rest is clear. My daughter's name is Corin. She's in the poem, so when someone named Corin's in it, that's who it is. It's just a poem about spring coming, basically. Poised. A stick of dogwood from a Georgia swamp is wrapped in yesterday's Korean Times, $1.99, while the florist rings up my sail, chanting, Easter coming, Easter coming. Corin asks, why Easter? She doesn't believe in it. Oh, sure, to the resurrection. Real miracles are ungainly as Raymond Burr in Ironsides overflowing his wheelchair, or rivers bulging in spring with dogs on top of garages and frantic music from the Orpheum movie theater. I reread Hemingway. He's crazier than I'd remembered, but his simple declarations are slow and reassuring. The town was very nice, and our house was very fine. A word for everything leaves the door ajar in the fact of being me, like cold red spring on Mars, or walking on an ice-locked lake, slipping along like art, hesitation meant to hold a calm.